before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to
catch it
and put the
bridle on.
Or if you're going to hitch him to a wagon.
Oh, you should connect him to it.
You put the what?
Oh, you hitch him to it. I don't know.
Do you ever put the gear on him or put the harness on him?
Harness, yeah. Put the harness on him.
Mm-hmm. And when you're driving a horse, what you hold in your hands?
The reins.
What about when you're riding on it?
On a saddle?
Yeah, you hold the...
The reins.
And you put your feet...
Stirrups.
Okay. And talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
Hop, skip, and a jump.
Okay, or just a little...
A little ways off.
Uh-huh. And if you had been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
Long way to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
It's right in front of you.
Or just about
any... There. Anywhere.
Okay. And if someone slipped and fell this way, you say he fell...
Backwards.
In this way?
Frontwards.
Or backwards and...
Frontwards.
Okay.
Forward.
And if you had been fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say, no, what a one. No.
Not a one.
Do you ever hear people say, nary a one?
No.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you...
Cleaned it out.
Okay. And a crop that hadn't been planted that year but comes up anyway, you'd call that a...
That hadn't been planted, it came up anyway. I don't know. A phenomenon?
Do you ever hear of a volunteer crop?
No.
And you say wheat is tied up into a...
Bale?
Or, no, wheat.
Bunch.
Okay. And then you pile that up into a...
It was tied into a stack.
Uh-huh.
And you pile it up into a bigger stack.
Okay. Talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You say we raise 40.
Bales?
We're talking about the bushel. Oh. We raise 40.
Bushels?
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Smush it.
Okay.
Pound it.
And say there's something that we had to do today. Just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it. Or you could say...
We'll do it.
Or instead of saying we, you could say... You say me and you, or you and I. Or...
Us? I guess you and I.
Okay. What about some man and yourself, you'd say?
Him and I.
Okay. And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Both of us.
And you say if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you say it's...
It's me.
Okay. And if there's a man, you say it's...
It's you.
Or...
It's him.
Okay. And if it's a woman...
It's her.
And if it's two people...
Them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say he's not as tall as...
I am.
Or, I'm not as tall.
He is.
Huh?
As he is.
And he can do that better than...
I can.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
It's mine.
Or, I said, this isn't mine, this is...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to them...
It's ours.
Huh?
If it belongs to them, it's theirs.
Okay. And if it belongs to him...
It's his.
And to her...
Hers.
And... If a group of people was at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope, what, come back again. I hope.
You all.
Okay. Would you ever say you all to just one person?
Probably not. Hope you'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were asking them about their coat, you know, about everybody's coats, you'd say, well, where are...
Where's your coat?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, where are you all's coats or y'all's coats?
Probably not.
What about if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone, you'd say, well...
Who was there?
Would you ever say who all was there?
No.
And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them.
How's the family?
Or children are they, you'd say.
How's the kids?
Or you want to know the parents, you'd say, well, would you say whose children are they? Who all's children are they?
Whose are they?
Huh?
Whose are they?
Okay. You never say who all's?
No.
And if you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you say, well, did he say? You'd ask.
What did he say?
What about what all did he say?
No.
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, he better do it.
Do it for themselves.
Or he better do it.
For himself.
And something that some...
For himself.
That's made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
Okay, what different kinds of bread?
It's good bread when it's homemade.
But there's homemade bread and then there's...
Regular sliced bread.
Uh-huh.
Sandwich bread and... Wheat bread.
What about the kind of bread that you buy at the store?
French bread.
Well,